You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When we talk about the economy meeting real life, well, this next story is a perfect example. So in your real life, maybe you bought fast food recently, and maybe you noticed it was cheap, really cheap. And the reasons for that are both macroeconomic and because companies are adapting to big changes in the restaurant business. To explain what's going on, we have Vanessa Wong, deputy business editor at BuzzFeed, and she writes about food a lot. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you.
I want to start by opening up my wallet. Okay.
Ooh.
Secrets.
So here's a dollar. I carry around a lot of change. $2. Let's go with $2.50.
Nice.
In this world of psychotically cheap fast food, what can I get for $2.50?
You can get so much food for $2.50 right now in fast food. Fast food's ridiculously cheap at the moment. So there are deals at McDonald's, there are deals at Burger King, there are deals at Wendy's, and they all kind of revolve around this kind of like $4 to $5 price point. So at McDonald's, you could get like two giant sandwiches. Like you could get two Big Macs for $5.
Wow.
And at Burger King, they have kind of like this meal deal where you can get five things for $4.
Well, what is driving all of this? Why is it so cheap right now?
Well, there are a few things that are happening. One, commodities are really cheap now. So chicken's down a lot. The price of beef has been falling for a few months now. Dairy's really low. It's been slowly dropping for a couple of years at this point.
Is this because of oil? Because so many producers rely on oil kind of in their production chain, or is it separated from that?
That's part of it. There were a few things that were pushing up the prices of commodities a couple of years ago. You had things like, you know, dairy shortage due to exports. You had, you know, various diseases that might have been affecting flocks or, you know, herds of other animals. And right now things seem pretty good. But the other thing with oil is that it's also giving consumers a little bit more disposable cash.
Hmm.
And that's the other side of it. So so gas is like so cheap right now. Gas is like $2 a gallon, more or less, in New York City. And this impacts all consumers, but particularly low-income consumers who are a primary target demographic for fast food chains. So they're all hoping that by offering these deals, they can boost traffic to their restaurants.
How much of a market share have they lost to fast casual chains? I mean, we keep sort of hearing that phrase. And E. coli aside, places like Chipotle have been doing really well.
Right. Indeed, E. coli aside.
Yes.
Right. They have lost a lot of market share in the past few years. It's kind of been one of the biggest trends in fast food. There's just a limited number of customers at this point, and fast food restaurants all have to compete for them. And with, you know, some market share lost to these fast casual chains, they have like a smaller pool of customers even now to reach for. And so that's really, I think, more than fast food competing against fast casual. It's more like traditional fast food all competing with each other for a shrinking consumer pool.
Which brings up this kind of overarching question of at what point does lowering your prices so, so much hurt you if you're McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, whatever?
Well, believe it or not, I don't think any of them would do any of these deals if it was a money loser. So
true.
Even if it's the slimmest profit margin, I think they still see it as worthwhile because they can still bring more customers into their stores, hopefully not lose them out to a competitor who has a better deal. And right now, that's kind of the name of the game.
Do you foresee these prices going up anytime soon?
I do wonder. There are a number of initiatives in the pipeline, say at McDonald's, who are committed at the moment to boosting food quality as well. So you've seen like a wave of announcements in the past few months, cage-free eggs, switching to antibiotic-free meat, et cetera, et cetera. And none of these things come for free, right? Especially at the beginning when the industry is making a shift, I think the cost increase is going to be greater until like everyone jumps on board. So ultimately, I think that cost gets passed down to the consumer and everyone's saying, well, we're doing it because of shifting consumer demand. But we'll see whether or not these changes are really worth it to the customer in the end.
Vanessa Wong from BuzzFeed, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.